and we go from peace to war of sorts. The Episcopal Church is split. Liberal and conservative members are fighting for the direction of their church. Yesterday, as they wrapped up a meeting in Dallas, more than 2,000 conservative Episcopalians slammed their leadership for becoming more accepting of gay relationships, in particular, the election of openly gay Gene Robinson as Bishop of New Hampshire. I spoke with Reverend Kendall Harmon earlier. He's the canon theologian for the Diocese of South Carolina. Reverend Harmon, what do you and your fellow conservatives want?
Well, we're in the midst of a very serious crisis in the Anglican Church. The American Church has unilaterally moved away from the position of Scripture and the teaching of the truth, and we're in a communion that stretches through 160 countries, 70 to 80 million Anglicans worldwide, which is in danger of fracturing if we're going to call people to a form of life that takes them away from the love of God. So what we want is we want the Anglican leadership, when it meets next week, to intervene and to take some kind of strong action, which is a combination of speaking the truth in love. That's always a hard balance to achieve, to say to the American Church, this isn't of God, this isn't in accordance with the Scriptures, this isn't Christian teaching, we ask you not to do this.
And when you're saying next week, you're saying that there is going to be a worldwide Anglican communion next week with 38 Anglican leaders from across the world meeting in England to discuss this. What kind of power would they have? Could they actually reverse the Americans' decision to appoint?
No, they can't do that. I mean, we have independent member communions, but we're a communion. We're not a federation of independent bodies. We're related to one another, and one could think of it in terms of a family. I mean, your family has an authority over you. It's not a legislative authority. It's a personal authority. And so they could ask for these decisions to be reversed. If these decisions aren't reversed, then they could say that further steps would be taken.
So are you talking about the possibility of a split, a schism?
Well, I think when you use language like split, you have to be very careful. I think we need to realize, first of all, what the source of the tension is. The American Church caused this situation. The Episcopal Church left the apostolic faith. They certainly left me. And only one has done this. So when you have one and 37 others and one has simply walked off, the tension and the danger of fracturing is caused by the American arrogant action. What we're trying to do is ask that the Anglican leadership handle this precipitous action responsibly.
Let me just ask you one more question, and that is, all religions have conservative and liberal elements to them. Why not just be happy under that tent and just worship at a conservative parish and let the liberals worship at their liberal parish and agree to disagree?
The problem is, and there was a very interesting moment at this gathering in Texas. It was fairly breathtaking. We had a statement from the Vatican on behalf of John Paul II from Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger. And in that statement, he used the phrase unity in truth twice. And that's the problem, is that for Christians, the only real unity is unity in truth. The problem is when you come to a new understanding of the truth, you fracture the unity. And this is a whole new gospel that's been introduced and a whole new theology of human sexuality that's been introduced. And the trouble with that is if you're in a church that's in fellowship with that, you're leading people away from God. We've called sin righteousness, and righteousness is starting to be called sin in the Episcopal Church. That's not a small matter. And because real unity only comes in truth, the community is in danger of fracturing.
Reverend Kendall Harmon is the canon theologian for the Diocese of South Carolina and a prominent Episcopalian conservative. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.